Chicago trial attorney Karen Conti. Karen, good morning. First, let's talk about Philadelphia's district attorney suing Elon Musk over his $1 million giveaways. Does that violate any law or not?
Well, the basis for the lawsuit is that Musk is running an unsanctioned lottery. And I don't think that's a good argument because it's not really a lottery. No one's buying tickets. He's giving away his own money. It's not governmental money. So I don't think that argument is going anywhere. There is a federal law that prohibits a person from paying people to vote or paying people to register. And he's not really doing that either because he's just giving away money, $1 million, to random people who sign a petition to uphold the First Amendment and the right to bear arms. So it's not like he's saying we need you to vote for someone or we need you to register. So I think it sounds strange what he's doing, but I don't think it violates the law.
Okay, well, we'll see. Out in Los Angeles, we heard the news about the Menendez brothers, and it looks like they're going to be released. And if that is the case, Karen, can they make money now by writing books and selling interviews and so forth?
Well, there are these Son of Sam laws, and a lot of people think that they have been upheld, but they really haven't, and especially in states like California, they've been stricken down. You can't really stop a person from saying things, writing things. It's a First Amendment right. But I'm wondering if the parole board is going to put a restriction on them. So parole boards can say, yes, we'll let you out on parole, but you can't drink alcohol. You've got to get counseling. You've got to get a job. You've got to stay in the state. You know, all of those restrictions. And they could conceivably add to that list a restriction that they can't profit from their crime. Mm-hmm. And I could see that as being a very reasonable restriction because I think it would offend people that they murdered their parents and now they're making millions of dollars based upon that.
What is the next step now in that case? They are actually going to be resentenced, aren't they?
Well, right. Yeah, the prosecutor says is calling for the resentence, but the judge still has to be on board with it. The judge will have to accept that. And then if the judge accepts it, then it goes to the parole board, and the parole board will have to have a hearing based upon all the factors. Are they rehabilitated? Can they enter society and not be a danger? All of those things. My guess is that the prosecutor did a little due diligence to make sure the judge would be on board and to make sure the parole board would be on board with this. So I think it's going to be a formality, but again, the judge and the parole board have the final say here.
We'll see. Tuesday, not only are we voting for the president, but also in Cook County, very important, a vote for state's attorney. Where can voters go to learn more about the candidates, Karen?
There's a really good resume and interview on Block Club Chicago, and it's very fair, I think, to both candidates, and you can get an idea of the differences between their positions. And, it really is a very, very important office. I mean, it's the second biggest prosecutorial office in the nation. There's 700 lawyers, and yes, they prosecute state crimes, but they also they do child support enforcement, and a lot of people have issues there, so that's a very important issue for a lot of people. They do consumer protection, they do elder abuse and domestic violence. So this is a very important vote, and I think the candidates this year have very divergent opinions about how things should be handled. And if you go to Block Club Chicago, I think you'll get a really good picture of what their programs would be.
BlockClubChicago.org. Learn more about Republican Bob Fioretti and Democrat Eileen O'Neill Burke. Finally, let's talk about this Subway lawsuit. Are the sandwiches short on meat? This is interesting. This is kind of a shrinkflation lawsuit, isn't it?
It is. We're seeing so many of these things, and this one is interesting because it's the picture. The picture has this, really high, like this full of meat kind of sandwich. And then when you get it, it doesn't look anything like that. And, there's a thin line between what's deceptive and what's not. I mean, you can make something look good by putting chemicals in it. I mean, when you see people who take pictures of food, they put glue and they put all kinds of things in the food to make it look appetizing. Mm-hmm. But when it crosses the line to have you think that you're getting so much more meat, that's when it becomes a valid lawsuit. But we've seen, you know, Burger King was sued, Taco Bell was sued, Arby's. You see these things all the time. Usually they settle. A lot of people think they're silly, but in some ways they do keep the, you know, these companies honest when it comes to, you know, doing something that makes you buy something and then you get something else.
So you think there might be something to this suit?
There might be, you know, there might be. I mean, if you look at, you know, the pictures of what they're advertising and then you look at what it really is, it looks like a whole different product. And again, are we really fooled by those pictures? We all kind of know, don't we, that the picture always looks better than what you actually get. So
yeah, but
again, it's going to be a thin line here.
Makes us hungry though. Karen Conti, thank you. Have a good one. We'll talk to you again next week.